USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine. These missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, tells Sky News that Russia is using whatever they can get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
Meanwhile, the governor of Luhansk is accusing Russia of using flamethrowers on civilians in a village in his eastern Ukrainian province. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief who has been under fire since the mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas, broke his silence to the Texas Tribune. The interview was done over the phone with his attorney on the line. Arredondo told the outlet that he never considered himself the incident commander. James Barragan is one of the reporters who interviewed Arredondo. He spoke to CNN.
He is telling, or at least he told us in our interview, definitively that he went in there. He never thought he was the incident commander, never identified himself as the incident commander, and really never gave an order for any officers to stand down for breaching the room.
Officials with the Texas Department of Public Safety described Arredondo as the incident commander who made the call to stand down and treat the incident as a barricaded suspect. Arredondo told the Texas Tribune that he called for assistance and asked for an extraction tool to open the door. The chief's interview comes as thousands marched in Washington demanding Congress enact more gun control. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A lawsuit brought against the National Rifle Association by New York Attorney General Letitia James is no mere witch hunt. So says a judge who dismissed the NRA's claims allowing the lawsuit to continue. James is accusing some of the group's top executives of financial improprieties and seeking to dissolve the group. The NRA said in a court filing last year that James is waging a blatant retaliation campaign because of its views. A Mexican company calling for supporters to speak out after a court ruling they called bull.
A judge has extended a ban on bullfighting in Mexico City indefinitely. La Plaza Mexico is what the stadium is known as, has issued a statement calling on fans to protest the ruling. The stadium urged bullfight supporters to post pictures of themselves with the word freedom written on their hands. The company said it would appeal the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
North Korea leader Kim Jong-un doubling down on his arms buildup. He says it's due to an aggravating security environment. Kim's comments came during a three-day political conference that wrapped up Friday. He defended his accelerating weapons development as a rightful exercise of sovereign rights to self-defense. The plenary meeting of the Workers' Party's Central Committee came amid a streak of missile demonstrations aimed at forcing the U.S. to accept the idea of North Korea as a nuclear superpower. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.